Hey everybody, Skip here. Another episode of Finding Meaning. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to talk about something that is very spiritually relevant and close to my heart, and I think probably close to most people's hearts, certainly a part of their growth. And that is, I want to talk about patience today. Not just about sort of your standard sort of patience, you know, getting anxious with someone driving slow in front of you, that kind of lack of patience. But I want to talk about something much more deep when it comes to patience. So let's just start with sort of a simple definition of what I'm talking about. And I'm in full disclosure, folks, I'll tell you that I struggle mightily with patience, always have. If I could name one sort of central spiritual anchor that keeps me from moving forward, if I could name one sort of spiritual obstacle that really is a part of my ego that is very difficult to get rid of, it would be patience. And it really is part of what I have learned, how I have learned to cope. And that's really what I want to talk about. You know, impatience manifests in several ways. You can get frustrated with someone driving slow in front of you, or driving fast for that matter. You can get frustrated with the person at the coffee shop in front of you, or with your kids, your spouse, your partner. You can get frustrated in all sorts of ways. With me, it has a lot to do with time, has a lot to do with wanting to get things done, has everything to do with expectations and control. Really, patience is impatience, lack thereof, any patience at all, has to do with an expectation you have placed upon reality. It's really what it's about. When you are patient with something, when you are able to wait for something with some serenity, you have put a different expectation on it than when you are impatient. When you place an expectation of hurry, when you place an expectation of heightened awareness and anxiety, that's really where impatience comes from. That's really where the lack of any sort of patience comes from. And so if we're going to talk about patience, if we're going to talk about the ability to be able to let things unfold, the ability to slow down, the ability to think in a more deep and wide way about why the person may be driving slow in front of you, you know, if we're going to talk about that, then we got to talk about where those feelings come from. Because, you know, as you have probably figured out in these podcasts, I really, truly believe, without a doubt, that the ego, the self, the false self that we have developed through learning from other false selves in the collective consciousness and the collective society and the collective organization of our society. If we're impatient, it's because we have learned to be. And if you've not heard anything else from these podcasts, I hope you have heard that we have to unlearn much of what we've learned to be. Because much of what we've learned to be is very much a part of what we have learned to be via other people's broken false selves, other people's egocentric self, other people's perception of reality. So let's talk about how we end up with patience as an issue. It really does come down to control. It comes down to the expectation that you need to have reality be a certain way. It comes down to the expectation that you, on some level, know that you are an incredibly powerful reality-making being. And when we practice patience, or we practice the lack of patience, either way, what we're doing is we are projecting a reality. We are forming an external reality. We are saying to the people around us or to the stranger that we have expectations of them to hurry up or to slow down or to get out of the way or to not cause us trouble. And what we forget, what we always forget, is that these people have their own set of expectations. These people that drive us crazy when they're in our way, they have their own set of expectations and wants and needs. There's a reason they're going slow, or there's a reason they're going fast. It may be because that's the way they are. Maybe they're not in a hurry. Maybe they are in a hurry. My point is this, that because we know on some level we can create reality out of placing expectations on others, that we try to do that in every aspect of our life. And that learned behavior is learned from the false self and the collective false self. That yes, it is impatience. The lack of patience is a malformation of our ability to create. Let me say that again. When we lack patience, it is a misunderstanding of our own ability to create our own circumstances. It is also the inability for us to see the wider picture when it comes to other people. And we lose perspective on other people's lives when we place expectations on them. Now, I want to stop here and say this. I think that we can't help but place expectations on ourselves or others. But are the expectations built from? Do we arrive at those expectations from a perspective of compassion and understanding? Let me give you a little story. And I probably picked it up somewhere. It's sort of a chicken soup for the soul kind of story. So bear with me, but it's going to prove a point. So here's the story. And, you know, it may be fictional, I don't know, but it's certainly analogous to what I'm talking about. There was a person driving through a town, and another person drove by and cut him off really radically too, forced him in to the curb, forced him almost into someone's yard. And the person that cut this person off just kept speeding away. Well, the person who was cut off was angry, as we all are, right? And really wanted to give this person a peace of mind. It was just furious. You know, road rage happens. Road rage, brothers and sisters, is another form of impatience. And so this person who got cut off went into road rage and chased this person down and observed as this person kept cutting people off and kept running stop signs. And so the person who was cut off, the person who was chasing this other person to tell them off, dialed 911, called the police. The police were going to respond. And as soon as he hung up the phone with 911, the person he was chasing slammed on his brakes and pulled over. And the person chasing him was frightened, but still angry. So they got out of their car also. And when the gentleman who cut the person off jumped out of the car, he yelled, "Help me. Help me. My wife is having a baby and she is giving birth right now." You see, The person wasn't trying to cut anyone off. The person wasn't trying to harm anyone. The person's wife was in labor, and they weren't going to make it to the hospital in time. So the person who had been cut off, the person who had had road rage and was angry, luckily, was a registered nurse and was able to help this couple in distress. Point of the story, moral of the story is this, that you don't know what other people are going through. And it's that inability for us to see that that really hinders us. And the reason we can't always see or don't want to see or don't have a wide enough view of the world to see what other people are going through is because we're not taught that. The collective fault self, the thing that we're taught is that, oh, compassion's fine, but what's really most important is you take care of yourself. Or generosity's fine unless it really costs you something. We're taught these caveats. We're taught these ways of putting guardrails upon how we perceive other people. Really, we're taught, what I'm trying to say is we're taught to be self-centered. And that self-centeredness skews our expectations of other people. And when our expectations of other people are skewed by our own messed up self-perception, our own myopic self-perception, then no one can live up to those expectations. I cannot tell you. This, folks, this inability for us to step out of ourselves and appreciate others, this inability for us to base what expectations we should have in reason or in compassion, these inabilities to be able to do this are the cause of so much suffering. In my years as clergy, I did thousands of hours, probably over 20 years, of marriage counseling. And inevitably, it was because people were not living up to expectations. Now, some of those expectations were not fair. Some of those expectations people had that they put on their significant other were more about the person putting the expectations on. They expected things that weren't reasonable. But a lot of times they were very reasonable expectations. And the other person just could not see their way out of themselves to meet that person somewhere. And so those expectations, either fair or not fair, that weren't met, led to the end of a lot of relationships. Leads to the end of a lot of relationships. They lead to a lot of wars. They lead to a lot of conflict. Now, again, I want to stop here and say we should, as humans, in a relationship with each other, have expectations. But are those expectations reasonable? Do they take into account the other person's needs? Do they take into account the other person's story? And so what I'm trying to get to here, folks, is if like me, you have a patience issue, you've got to get out of yourself to solve it. You gotta get out of yourself and take an objective look at what that's about. And I will promise you that you will find that what our impatience is about, what our lack of patience is about, is unmet expectations. And a lot of the time, most of the time, those expectations are grounded in things that don't appreciate the other person, because that's what we're taught. So, you know, me just naming this reminds me that patience is it needs to be practiced, most certainly, but it has to be practiced in such a way where you just don't bite your lip. There's a difference between practicing patience and tolerating things. Patience is an appreciation of the other person's struggle. Tolerating things is forcing yourself to let go or put in check or set aside your expectations temporarily. So I hope this helps. It sure helps me. Take care, my friends, and may you have patience with this world. Bye-bye.